Are you tired of making decisions that don't reflect who you are or where you want to be? Life is busy and worry, stress, trying to keep up with the shoulds and need tos, and the constant pressure to please others just pulls you away from being you and doing you. Well, welcome to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein, a coming home to yourself. As a psychotherapist, professional psychic, spiritual teacher, influential speaker, and adventurer, we'll have fun and practical conversations around how to know and listen to the soul part of yourself. During this live call-in show, Laura will engage the real you with card pulls, share guidance from the universe, and help you let go of the past so you can make choices that reflect your greater purpose to be who you were created to be. Grab your favorite cup of joe, come sit down with Laura, and let's start the journey. Coffee with the Universe starts now. Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to share the screen today with Laura Goldstein. This is about Coffee with the Universe. It's your introductory conversation, but I want you all to get really super exciting because what we're going to do is please take down our live call-in number, or Olivia will be watching over at Facebook and other places if you have questions. This is a live call-in show, and you're going to hear about the origins, the birthing of Coffee with the Universe, and about Laura, of course. But for those of you out there and you're saying, well, what's the call-in number? Are we going to do anything like that today? Always, for you. You're the best listeners on the planet. So 1-800-930-2819. On social media, Olivia is going to be watching that. Benny is going to be picking up phones. Not exactly sure all the things we're going to be doing, but this is our, how should I say it, this announcement launch show with Laura Goldstein. So those of you out there, look, each of us gets to carve out a pathway in this world. Sometimes it turns out the way we think it's going to. That's not my story, but it's going to be interesting to find out from Laura today. Intuitive advisor, psychotherapist, influential speaker, professional psychic, purpose and gifts mentor, spiritual teacher, and this is the key, a believer in the healing forces of nature, an adventurer, right? All of that. And now we have Laura joining us here today as she kicks off and launches this show, Coffee with the Universe, what it means to come home to yourself. It is the first of many. So if you don't get all connected today, you're going to get information to get a hold of Laura, lauragoldstein.com, and have a cup of joe. I got mine right here. Like, hey, Laura, welcome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, look, do what you love, love what you do. That's my little cup.
Oh, life is way too short to not.
Life is way too short to not. Look, I want to ask you a question, and because we're kicking this off. And so I love to work with people when we don't know what we don't know about where we're going or how we're getting there. That is most of the people I work with initially. And so let's talk about this. Here you are today. We're kicking this off. I want to get a sense of how this ride was for you to get here. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles? What are some of the things you had to overcome to get you right here to this very moment?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there are a lot of obstacles and challenges. So I want to talk a little bit about the origin of Coffee with the Universe and why it is. It actually came out of a little place of desperation for myself. I was going through some life transitions. I was actually working in a remote Yupik Eskimo village in Alaska for a couple of years. It was part of my quote, adventure and really wanting to seek purpose. Like I had been through a lot of different careers and, you know, I just felt things weren't right. And I was getting a little antsy and bored. And so let me try this. And out of that experience came a lot of insight and awareness, because when you're in the middle of nowhere with like no roads, no entertainment, there isn't a whole lot else to do. So I went on a little bit of a quest to fix my physical health, because I was having some physical problems. And from there, I realized that I was kind of giving myself a little emotional and spiritual overhaul as well. So when I finished that adventure and really had that time to connect with myself and listen to myself for the first time in a really long time, I really, you know, changed my life. I did a complete overhaul. I, you know, quit traditional psychotherapy. I left a marriage to a really good guy, but I needed something different. I moved, which I don't recommend to like uproot your entire life all at once, but this is what I did. And I was experiencing such anxiety over this. And so my Coffee with the Universe routine started as a way for me to like calm myself. It's like, I have all this anxiety. I'm having some panic attacks. I need to do something. Otherwise, I'm going to go insane. So my morning routine in speaking to the universe and looking for guidance or surrender or whatever it was I was looking for at the time was that way to, you know, return to myself, but be okay with that too. Because it's one thing to return to yourself. It's another thing to like be grounded with it, you know?
Yeah. You know, what I love about this too is that both of us kind of have this backstory of here we are, we're rolling right along. And then what? My body breaks down. What the heck was up with that? But I think back at that now, and I'm really pretty clear for myself about the fact that had that not happened in the way it happened, and it happens in different ways for different people, I don't recommend it. Like, I don't recommend that you ignore the universe until it has to do something like that to get your attention. But then it does. What emerged out of that? What emerged out of those life experiences that you don't think would have emerged if you didn't have them?
Oh, everything. First off, just like the physical healing piece. Uh-huh. I was in an area, there were like no restaurants. I cooked every single meal. I had complete control because in order to start to reverse my system, my physical symptoms, I had to get gluten and grains out of my diet. I had to get all dairy out, all processed sugar. And let me tell you, when you are, you know, running around in, I guess you could say modern society, it's very tempting. You go to a restaurant, there's desserts, you're in a hurry, you go to a fast food place. And you know, I was in this position where I had 100% control over everything. So I'm not quite sure I would have had the discipline to do all of that had I not been like, there's no temptation for me. I mean, there is nothing.
I mean, you described it perfectly. I have not been able to describe my experience and what it did for me. But one of the things that I want to ask you about is, and this is maybe a, so let me just call it the ripple effect, or maybe a sidebar of what happens when you are shut down, so to speak. You open up, your heart opens up, things open up. How did you calm yourself? How did you get from things like that to creating, you know, first this inner sense of peace and confidence, by the way, and then the guidance to know, well, what's next?
Right. Well, from the physical piece, once I started to feel better physically, while I was still in Alaska, I took up yoga. I had never really done yoga before. I took up meditation. Out there, you know, you couldn't go to a studio. So I was renting like DVDs from Netflix. Whatever I could get my hands on, and myself and some of the staff out there would practice. So I started studying yoga. I started practicing meditation. And as I just kept practicing and growing from there, I found that I was starting to calm within. And after I left Alaska and I was like, you know, I know there's something great. I'm going to follow my spirit. I actually had a bunch of the right mentors fall into place. I'm a firm believer in working with people who have been there, done that, or, you know, can teach you something that you need to learn. So the right mentor started falling into my lap on how to really tap into my intuition. And I always thought I was just like too emotionally sensitive. You know, what is that? And I actually had teachers that showed me, you know, what I could do with my gifts and what my gifts even were, because I was kind of sure, but I wasn't. So it just, you know, it's like the doors just kept opening and I just kept, you know, learning more and putting things into practice.
Well, let's just talk about this, you know, for a minute. And then when we come back, there's this moment that I think that I've had where I looked in the mirror one day. And I remember this like it was yesterday, but it really wasn't yesterday. It was somewhere in late 80s, early 90s. It was right in there. I think it was like 91. And I got up, my big 4,000 square foot house on 4+ acres, the dog, the everything. Everything that you say to yourself is what you want for pure perfection in life, right? And I looked in the mirror on my way out, right? Because coming down there and getting ready to get in the garage, get the car, and there's a mirror, just looked in the mirror. And I had this moment where I was unrecognizable to myself. The person that I could feel was still in there was masked from me. It felt like, who am I looking at today? And I've had this experience a couple of other times in my life, but it was really an awakening that I don't know how to describe. When we come back, I want to talk with you about that thing that I believe you call this disconnected from ourselves. Because clearly, when I looked in that mirror, there was a connection that I was making with some version of myself. But what was coming back to me? Not the person I remembered. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how did the shoulds and the need tos get me to that moment, get Laura to that moment where you're looking at yourself and saying, how the bleep did I get here? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein right here across from me. Come home to yourself. Today, are you tired of not being you and doing you? Are you getting ready to crush the shoulds and the need tos? Before we get into that a little bit, Laura, tell folks, one, how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you, all of the above.
All right. Well, you can find me on my website, lauragoldstein.com. My services are there. I actually have a being doing session, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. It's really to help people make that transformation and really look at themselves. Am I being myself? Right. Am I really being myself? And am I doing what is in alignment with how I want to be? So I do work one-on-one with people. And then I do have a little video for people at the end here where you can get to know my own morning Coffee with the Universe routine. It's a little sneak peek. So you can find that on Coffee with the Universe, shorten it, CWTU.net/routine.
So this is the thing that's really the can opener, right? This is the can opener. Sometimes we open a can because it's got a little flip top thing and we pop the thing and flip the top opener. Sometimes we have to go a little old school, and maybe we've got a contemporary can opener that you plug in and it goes around. And then other times somebody hands you a stainless steel can opener that you can barely attach to the can and turn the little thingy. That's it. This is it. So I'm looking in the mirror, ready to go to the office, really to take on the world, make a lot of money. And I'm like, I don't recognize myself. Now, that started me down a pathway. But here's what it is that you talk about. And this is what you've mentioned that you are making available to people. The shoulds got me out of the door. It got me out of the door. The need to got me from the mirror in the car. But I was not the same anymore. I didn't quite know what was going on. So I want to ask you about this disconnection that happens where we literally validate our shoulds and our need tos. They like become our go-to, but they are not at the core of who we are. I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of the time. Can you talk about what giant pothole shoulds and need tos dig for us?
Yeah, well, we have been trained really well by society, by others, to do what looks good or what's expected of us. And this just comes from a historical perspective. I mean, many, many decades ago, you didn't have a choice in career, like especially women. You know, women stayed home and cleaned the house and cooked. And, you know, even men were just a product of what their father was. Well, my dad was a farmer, so I'm a farmer. And it was always like we did what was expected of us. And as society changed and we have more and more choice, we are still operating from that place of, I should do this. I really need to. And what it does is when you make choices based solely on that, you find yourself extremely unfulfilled with what you're doing because you're making a decision based on someone else's preferences. Or if you're keeping up with the Joneses, well, gosh, you know, my neighbor looks good and I'm going to do that. But guess what? What your neighbor has may not bring you joy and fulfillment. And we actually lose ourselves and we just start going through the motion. And then people end up in jobs that they hate. You know, they dread Monday through Friday and only live for the weekend. They're in, you know, relationships that are okay, but not really emotionally fulfilling or satisfying to them. And when you are living by this, and you continue to, even like internally, if you start to feel like this isn't working for me, your physical body starts to kick in. And now you've got like anxiety, depression, people start experiencing unexplainable body pains because now your body is screaming, hey, you know, something's not right here. But you're not really listening to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, this is really one of these things that when I think about it, and you and I have talked about this a bit, is it's one thing to have that moment, Laura, where you're looking across the mirror, you're looking into the mirror and you see something that you don't recognize. It's another thing then to know what to do. Now, I didn't know what to do about it at the time, but here I am and things got uncomfortable. So I want to talk to you about what happens when you get in touch with this part of yourself. So now I'm going into the office and my boss is telling me to do something and I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Or you have to implement a corporate downsizing program. Okay, it sounds really good, but then they change the rules and are getting rid of all of the senior people. That doesn't feel right. So here you go from this thing that's one day where you're living the shoulds. You're just living them. You're loving them. Ah, I should do that. Okay, good. And then the next day you're like questioning them. How do you help people get from that level of disconnection to at least trying to realize, wait a minute, I do have a heart. I don't have to go to see the wizard.
Yeah. Like for me, awareness is key. Most of my work with people is really helping to bring awareness to who they are. As part of my intuitive work, I work with tarot and the Akashic Records. So I look at what is somebody's soul level gifts. We're not talking about the mind because the mind is a brilliant computer, but just because we happen to be good at something doesn't really mean that it's our purpose or our gifts or our you know, divine strengths. So I teach people who they are at soul level, like who they truly are, so they can start to see the difference between who I've created myself as based on what's expected, on my past experiences. Oh my gosh, don't we define ourselves based on our past experiences?
Oh, yeah.
This horrible thing happened to me, therefore I'm not worthy. And this, it means X, Y, Z. So I teach people who they are and we kind of take a look at, okay, who are you? Who are you being? Does that really fit? And maybe at one time it did, but maybe now you're, like you said, you're looking in the mirror and you're like, this is not matching. And then we also look at now, what are you doing? And what can we change about what you're doing to now match more who you truly want to be and who you truly are? So it's a process.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's a process, but this is really, I think, at the core of what you do in working with people. And, you know, it really describes for me, you know, the comment that somebody made to me one time, Pat, you can't take a person where you haven't gone yourself. And that's what's so brilliant about what you're talking about and the work you do is, see, you know what it's like to dig the pothole, step in the pothole, try to get out of the pothole. And then how do you rebuild or resurrect that part of you that is really you, that connection? And some of the indicators are things like unhappy, right? I mean, these are the things we feel inside, right? Lonely, unhappy, critical of ourselves. Tell us about what happens when we start to feel those things.
Well, we start to feel those things, and initially we brush them off. I mean, don't lie. It's like, I've been there, you know, I stayed with a career for 8 years. Yeah. And when I graduated from college and did my internship, I was like, I don't want to be doing this, but I stuck with it for 8 years, even though it wasn't like really fulfilling to me. So we lie to ourselves a little bit at first. It's like, we know that we're not happy and we don't like it. But then for those of us that start to be a little bit more self-aware, when it gets more serious, that's when people tend to seek help. Like when I was getting anxiety, I was like, I can't live with this. I mean, I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning every night, and I was like panicking, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and I was like a zombie. I mean, it was having a terrible effect on me, and my stomach was like constantly churning. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get stomach cancer. So for me, being in denial was having some serious, physical symptoms. And for others, like, I'll get clients that are like, well, I'm coming to you because my husband or wife is threatening to divorce me because I'm so miserable if I don't do anything about it. It's like, there's this other, factor that's forcing them. So unfortunately, people don't always make the shift until like everything starts to fall apart.
Yeah. And this is really, when we come back, this is what we're going to talk about. And you know, really part of it is, you know, what is it that becomes that catalyst for change? You know, is it like the story about when the pain of staying the same, when the pain of staying the same gets greater than the pain of change? Is that when it has to be? Or is there another way to look at, connect with ourselves, right? And then build this strong bond so that when you're running the pathway and you get a hint of disconnection, those things that we're going to talk about, whether it's you can't keep your food down, you can't sleep at night, what do you do? Laura's going to take us through that. And here's the thing. You all have great detectors. You've got the disconnecting detectors. You can put that out there and get that microwave out there, and you can, oh, that hurts. Oh, that hurts. What is it going to take for us to get our groove on and make the changes before you step in a pothole, you put the dirt in on top of you in the pothole, and then you figure out that you need a ladder to get out of the pothole? That's what Laura's going to talk about when we come back. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You just saw me right there trying to get a little sip of my coffee, because what this is today is it's a conversation about Coffee with the Universe. Laura Goldstein is the host of this show, Coffee with the Universe. Come home to yourself. You're going to be hearing a lot more of that. Today, really, we're taking on, are you tired of not being you and doing you? Are you feeling that? Again, I want to just mention, if you want to connect with Laura directly and get some help, 1-800-930-2819, that's on the show. But if you want to work with Laura on a regular basis or give her a shout, what's the best way for people to do that? And you've got a giveaway too.
I do. You can go to lauragoldstein.com and look at my services. I also have a bunch of free things on there. But my giveaway, we're going to talk a little bit about my Coffee with the Universe routine. But I've given you a sneak peek into exactly what I do in the morning to stay connected with myself and not get caught up in all of the shoulds and need tos of the day. And you can get that at CWTU.net. I shortened it for you because Coffee with the Universe is really long to write out. So CWTU.net/routine.
Awesome. Hey, you know, look, so one of the things we were talking about before we went to break are these things where we are disconnected and separated from ourselves and how they show up. And we mentioned a few of them: anxiety, overwhelm, stress, unfulfillment, unhappiness, but there are some other physical things that happen. I know for me, it was not being able to sleep at night, right? And if I fell asleep, not being able to stay asleep at night. And so there are so many different indicators that a change needs to be made, right? Or is afoot. And so let's talk about how not to be a stranger to yourself and what might some of the dangers be of staying disconnected, right? Because you work with people on a regular basis. So this is what you see every day.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example, because it's easier for me to tell a story just to kind of paint the whole picture. So I was working with a gentleman who was the director of operations for a major hospital. He was a conventional doctor, and he came to me because his wife basically threatened to leave him if he didn't get some help, because he was irritable, angry, he was causing conflict at home. And basically what was happening to him is, you know, he spent a long time getting a medical degree and going through all of the hoops and processes for that. But he did not like his work. He was stuck behind spreadsheets all day and looking at finances. And he really had the soul part of him was a healer. He wanted to go back to the one-on-one, and he was interested in Eastern medicine. So he really just needed someone to give him permission to release that. And another thing that tends to happen is we get caught up in the like logistics of things, like, well, I only have 5 more years till retirement. And, you know, I've worked so hard and in 5 years I can retire. I'm like, well, if your health is in the crapper, you're either going to be dead, or if your wife is threatening to leave you, you're going to be divorced. So let me ask you about those 5 years. Is that really worth it?
Yeah.
So for him, the awareness was A, who he was. I need to kind of clarify what his gifts were. And it was not crunching numbers and spreadsheets, but B, to allow him to give himself that permission to say, you know what, this is what I really want. This is what's going to bring me happiness. This is what's going to give me a fulfilling family life and not create conflict. So he did. He emailed me about a year later that he, you know, quit and he, like, the family moved to, I think, Tennessee, and he opened a whole, like, a holistic wellness center. But we want to hold on to stuff and we come up with all of these reasons to stay in a place of anxiety and fulfillment and happiness, whatever it is.
Well, and, you know, this is part of an ongoing dialogue that we have with ourselves, and we don't even know we have it with ourselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's sort of this, I like to call it like there's a glitch in the matrix, so to speak. Maybe it's a double take. Maybe it's a leakage of energy. Maybe it's something that has you look left or look right and not know exactly where you are in the moment. There's so many different layers of this, but this is all in the spirit of identifying these things, just like you described, so that we can get back to being an identification of ourselves, right? Not to be a stranger to ourselves, right? But beyond the dangers we just talked about, isn't there, and this is, for me, this was one of my realizations, there's the danger of a life that is passing, that isn't a life that I truly desired for myself. And I don't know how else to say it, because it isn't like one thing. It's a series of things. So I'm the frog that got put in the cold water and the heat slowly got turned up until I was able to jump out. And this is part of getting this conversation before you kind of boil to death.
No, it's true. It's interesting. The more connected I got to myself, the quicker I can realize when things aren't working. And I still felt trapped to it. I was stuck in a business partnership for way longer than I needed to be, just because I was trying to logic my way out of it. But overall, because I am more in tune with myself and I listen to myself, I feel like immediately when things aren't going to work out or they're just not going to result in what I anticipated. So it's actually a benefit to listen to yourself, because you save like a lot of time and money and like wasted resources trying to, you know, be there as the frog and just sit and wait until I'm really uncomfortable and I have to get out.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I was reading on your website was know yourself at soul level. Mm-hmm. Know yourself at soul level. And, you know, I've often wondered, you know, is the soul just kind of hanging out waiting for me to figure this out? Or is the soul trying to get my attention because it knows better, in a sense? You know, from your perspective, you are an intuitive coach. You help people get to that stop struggling place. But what happens when the light bulb of the soul goes on? What have you seen change in people in their lives?
The biggest transformation is confidence, because people are like, oh, that makes so much sense. And they start to realize that they've created, like, when we identify with who we are based on our head, it's usually not a pretty picture. because it's a culmination of all the things that we suck at, or that we didn't do right, or that somebody did, quote, to us, and you know, we feel broken. But when you can identify with yourself at soul level and you realize that I am this perfect being with a very unique set of gifts and this purpose, and nobody can really take that away. That's like the essence of who I am. It gives people a lot of confidence to step into that. And granted, there is work to do. Like if you know, have like trauma in particular, you know, there's ways to relieve, you know, the mind of, you know, triggers and memories and stuff like that. But just the amount of confidence to be able to go after your dreams and do what you want and like know that it's going to be okay. Because half the time we get ourselves in these messes because we're like, oh, we're not okay on the inside. So let me, you know, let me get married. Let me have babies because that will fix it. Oh, let me, you know, get a promotion because that will fix it.
Yeah. I used to want to be a nun for sure. That was one of the things that I thought would take care of things. But, you know, part of this is also how you work with people and guidance. I want to talk to you about, you know, something that we're going to be doing in future shows. And that is, this is a forum where we're going to open up phone lines. People are going to call in and you're going to be able to do a number of things. In your work, you use the Tarot and the Akashic Records. And this is, for me, I've always been fascinated by these card pulls, these ways to connect. And I've always been amazed. So, for example, with me, for a really long period of time, every time somebody came on and they had Tarot deck, right, and they said, oh, let me pull a card for you. And I would say to them, you're going to pick the card. I'm going to tell you the card you're going to pick. And they're like, oh, well, you don't know the card I'm going to pick. And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to tell you the card I'm going to pick. This is the card you're going to pick. And they pick the card. And this doesn't happen with this card anymore. But for like a while, it would be the Tower. It would be the Tower. And I said, you know, I said, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to write it on a piece of paper. I'm going to hold it up. You go pick the card. So they come on. And what would they pick? They would pick the Tower. And I thought about this for a while because I don't understand Tarot. But that's not what I do. How have you seen the insight from Akashic Records, from the work that you've done, the way you intuitively or psychically tap in? How do they communicate with us to help us? No, don't go left, go right, Pat. Read what the Tower might be. How have you, I know you're laughing, right? I'm just saying this now, and I don't know if I'm going to pull the Tower light, but how do they help take the pieces and bring it to this bigger picture for connection?
I only laugh at the Tower because for a long time I kept getting the Ten of Swords and I'm like, slow, painful death, slow, painful death.
But it's true.
It is.
You know, I now have a little bit more knowledge, but yeah, there is this way to integrate these tools to help people get connected. Tell us a little bit about how that works for you.
You know, the cards just read energy. Really, the Akashic Records is about reading energy. So really, that's one of my gifts, is the ability to read energy in people, whether that's emotional energy. So, you know, the cards themselves aren't magic. I mean, they're just paper. But what it does is it gives me an opportunity to read what's going on. So it bypasses, you know, the thought. And it basically goes to what is going on. So it helps me figure out where people are, because we do deceive ourselves. And I don't use the cards for fortune telling. I know some people are like, oh, you know, when am I going to find the love of my life? That's not what I use the cards for. There are people that do that. That's just not my thing. But what I do is I use it as a supportive vessel. You know, I want to receive guidance from the universe or whatever. I mean, some people believe, you know, God, angels, whatever. I want to receive guidance. I know I'm here and unhappy. What is a next right step I can take? Or what do I need to know about these two different choices that I want to make? And so that's really how I use the cards to uncover, to dig up, to see what's lurking underneath that we can't see. Because again, awareness is key. If we don't know it's there and it's broken, we can't fix it.
Yeah. And I'm joking about it for sure, because those of you out there, if you're wondering, what the heck is she talking about? Well, that's going to be what gets revealed in the future shows we do on Coffee with the Universe. But when I looked up the tower without getting a consult with somebody, left to my own stuff, I was like, why are there burning flames coming out of that thing? And what is that? And so this is part for me, and this journey has been part for me, is being just a student, right? Being the student and learning as we go. But it has been such a journey for me to step back and look at myself. And yet this is something you help other people do as we go forward. And I'm going to go ahead and skip the last break. So I want to just get to this, the art of being you and doing you, how to return back to that super self. Because once I understood that tower card and I really understood it for myself, everything about it, all the messages, all the interpretations were spot on. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of scared me more than just the card itself, right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about getting us back to that super self, right? It's a return. It's not a new being. It's a return to that super self. Tell us a little bit about how we know we're on our way to that.
Well, how you feel on the inside. I mean, inner peace is the best way I can describe it, because if you are frazzled and struggling with anxiety, like when someone comes to me and they're like, oh, I have all this anxiety, that's like the red bells and flags and whistles are going off that, you know, there's something wrong, because we are not meant to exist in that state. We're meant to be in good health. So when you return to yourself and you know you are, when all of a sudden you start to feel that peace within, and things become quiet, and it's like, you know, from ah, to okay, you know, to that zen.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't come without some effort to get there. And, you know, that's part of what we're talking about today. When we talk about Coffee with the Universe, right? You know, you mentioned earlier, I'm not sure if I remember us being on air or off air, but you mentioned, I don't start my day without my Coffee with the Universe. This is my process. This is what I do. This is how I start my day. And I want to talk about this because I can pinpoint the type of day I've had at the end of the day and look back and ask myself, did I take those moments to just quiet it? Did I take that moment to drive in to the studio? What was I listening to on there? And, you know, can you talk about what it means to identify these soul level strengths?
Well, really, the strengths is just to know yourself. When you can identify what your strengths are, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't give people like information that's like super shocking to them. They're like, oh, you know, that makes sense. Well, how did you know that? And oh, well, that's why I keep doing this and why I always want to do that. So it's not really surprising, but it's just a way to shift that identification from what they've created up here to what's really, you know, in their heart center, what is their essence. But in order to be able to start making that shift to listening to that part of yourself, you need to know who it is, what it looks like, what are the strengths, what does it sound like? I mean, I take my clients to an exercise, you know, let's listen to the sound of your soul voice, because it sounds a whole heck of a lot different than, you know, the screaming up here. So it's really you learning to self-identify in a whole new way. But in order to do that, you've got to practice, and you have to give yourself that time every day. That's why Coffee with the Universe, that's why the name of the show, because that is non-negotiable for me. Every day, rain or shine, whether I feel like it or not, I am having my morning coffee with the universe. I may not be always be in the best mood, but it does kind of get me out of it. But it's a non-negotiable for me, because if I skip that, then things start to go to pot. You know, I start to, you know, get caught up in all the shiny object syndrome. I start to make decisions just by reacting. It's non-negotiable. And I know that if I stop practicing listening and connecting to myself, then it's going to be bad. Really, really bad.
Well, let's take a minute if we could. I want to make sure we get this in. I think it's important to just go through what some of the things are that you do when you're having this coffee with the universe. And then also, you have created something for people to see about the routine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a sneak peek into what I do in the morning. So I really go into depth. It's a 20-minute video, so it's more than what we can fit here on the radio show. So you can get that at cwtu.net/routine. But just to give you the gist of it, the first segment is always physical action and getting the chi moving through my body. I'm a practicing yoga student, talking about students. I'm always learning. So I do something to get my body awake, to get the blood flowing, to stretch. I then also do some meditation, again, to quiet the mind. Sometimes we wake up thinking about, oh my gosh, the day is so busy and I got to do all these things. So I take some time to quiet my mind. I do a little business planning, what's on my day. And then I also ask for guidance from the universe. What is an action that I may not be aware of that I want to take today, or I might be weighing two different things. I never ask though, and this is really important, like, oh, what is my day going to be like? Because I don't like that self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if you get a card, and there really aren't any negative cards, believe it or not, despite what they look like. If you get a card and you interpret it, oh my gosh, I pulled the death card today. Somebody's going to die. I'm going to die. And like you spend your whole day then looking for death. You've pretty much not lived your life that day. So, you know, I don't do that. But whatever I want to know about an action step or even if I'm like struggling with how I'm feeling, can you give me some clarity around how I'm feeling so I know what to do with it? I always ask for guidance. Sometimes it's through card pulls. Sometimes I actually just get downloads now. Yeah. I do like spirit guide coaching for people. And sometimes I just get like information. So yeah. Whatever form it comes in, I take and I journal. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's kind of what my routine looks like in the morning.
Yeah, I think one of the things we're talking about, which it was, I was a late bloomer in discovering this. It's not like I have to beg the universe for guidance. It's in, and I can't remember exactly when I discovered this. It's like the universe has been there. Right? It has been there. It is not something that had abandoned me. And then all of a sudden, when I ask for it, it's there. And so these are the tips, especially in today's times, that are essential in creating our day. Thank you for all of this. And let's talk about a tip that we can leave people with for today. And they can go ahead and download, go to cwtu.net/routine, and you'll be able to go ahead and sign up and get that download directly to your inbox.
Correct.
Hit us with the tip for today.
So the tip for today is watch how you start your day, because how you start your day sets the energetic tone for the day, and how you think of yourself sets the tone for how you make decisions and what choices you make. So if you're waking up and you're already on the go, frazzled, stressed, take a look at your foundations. What are you starting your day with? What is that foundation? What needs to be strengthened? What needs to be eliminated? But my tip is look at what am I doing first thing in the day to set myself up to have the day that I want to have.
I love it. I mean, this has really been sort of the critical turning point for me, is that now when I do this, I hear the direction immediately. So at first, when I started to do this, Laura, I would hear the direction and then do something different. I don't do that anymore. Some days it's much bigger task than I could imagine. Other days it really is like, come on, Pat, go to the post office, pick up your mail. But in any situation or any event, this is right to get us back to that connection that we talked about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Laura Goldstein, everybody. Laura, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you. And then we're going to be getting ready for the next show we do together, live call-in show, all of the above. But please give out your website and anything else you want to share.
To learn more about me and my services, go to lauragoldstein.com. And to get that sneak peek into my morning routine, go to cwtu.net/routine.
I love it. Thank you so very much for everything.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein. Thank you for taking a break and giving yourself this time in joining Laura for Coffee with the Universe. Knowing yourself and listening to your inner guidance are the first steps to creating more joy, fulfillment, abundance, and peace. Make sure to come back next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to do more live card pulls, share tips, and ideas to help you let go of things that are no longer working so that you can truly be yourself. If you'd like more information or to set up a being doing guidance session with Laura, please visit LauraGoldstein.com. That's LauraGoldstein.com. Don't forget next time, visit with Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com.